If I ever go missing, be sure to check Bodega Bay in Northern California. It's a little harbor town complete with sailboats, seals, and seafood. It's become one of my happy places here in the United States. It reminds me a lot of the area I'm from in New Zealand, and it makes me feel like I'm home. The sound of waves crashing and seagulls squawking, combined with the salty air and the smell of seaweed on the beach, sends my soul to a blissful, happy place. Ah, I love it. Not long ago, our band, Zealand, had a few concerts in Northern California. After the event in San Francisco, we had a couple of days off before our next concert in San Jose, so we decided to explore a little bit. I was pumped because it meant I could get my feet in the West Coast sand and breathe in deeply the air coming in from the Pacific Ocean. We rented a couple of vans, crossed the Golden Gate Bridge and turned left, and began to weave our way up the famous scenic Pacific Coast Highway. We arrived in Bodega Bay just after dark and checked into the first hotel we found. After eating some amazing fish and chips, our guitarist, Ben, and I decided to drive a little farther up the coast and find a place to walk down to the beach. We drove for a few minutes, found a spot, and parked the car. We headed down a narrow path between the rocks, sand dunes, and clumps of seagrass toward the beach. It was about 10 o'clock at night, and there was a thick cloud cover. Other than the phosphorescence of the crashing waves, there wasn't much light. After we got down to the water, we parted ways and headed in different directions up the beach. I walked for a minute and then sat down on the sand with the waves crashing in front of me. I breathed in the scene. Despite having little light, I tried to study the big black rocks, random sand formations, and driftwood piles that covered the beach. After a few minutes, I decided to get up and continue my stroll. I noticed I was coming up on a large, round rock in the middle of the beach that jutted out into the waterline. I'd have to figure out how to walk around it. As I approached the obstacle, I could see I was going to have to climb over it to get to the other side. As I got closer, I stopped dead in my tracks. I wasn't standing in front of a large rock. Rather, I was staring at a whale. A beached, lifeless whale. Not normal. As a kid growing up in New Zealand, I'd roam the beach and find all kinds of cool stuff like dead stingrays discarded by fishermen or seahorses caught in rock pools at low tide. But this whale experience was different. This was a young grey whale about 30 feet long. These whales are meant to grow up to 50 feet long, larger than a tour bus. They migrate down the Pacific coast from Alaska to Mexico. At times during the migration, the young whales can get distracted and separated from their families. Something will catch their attention and they'll chase after it, get separated from the pod and lose their way. Once this happens, they are susceptible to being chased and attacked by killer whales or struck by ships, or they may simply just get lost and head toward the beach, not understanding the dangers of shallow water, and find themselves stranded on the beach or on a sandbar. I found myself wondering what had captured the attention of this young whale, luring it away from the safety of its pod. I sat down beside it, just me and the whale. When I was a kid, I'd seen news reports of beached whales on TV, but never witnessed one firsthand. It was one of the strangest feelings I've ever had. Here I was, sitting next to this majestic beast. Whales are meant to rule the ocean, but this one got distracted, wandered off and got lost, ended up stranded in the shallows of the beach, gasping for air, and now it was dead. Not cool.